financial constraints, not able to make any money. They took Station Island, and there were two where their respective tower properties were sold, and they had taken STA because they were losing their towers. So every week I see about anywhere from, I don't know, 3 to 6 a.m. Go filing STA to go silent for various situations. Most of them are financial constraints. So not good, but very good overeating.
Okay, I'm going to have to back out of here. I got a cat that's very hungry. Now he's getting aggressive, so he's telling me it's time to eat. You guys carry on, and I get moved up in the city. I'll be up there closer to use the HD. I won't have to have all these antennas and all that stuff. So take care, everybody. 73W2WDS.
Hey, D, 73, and we'll catch you later. Take care. Yeah, Dave, I saw, like, I can't remember their call signs. I just do ChatGPT. What AM stations have gone off the air in 2026? And it tells me, but it all seemed due to financial concerns.
73 there, Dean, sir. You have a great rest of the afternoon if we don't catch you. And I'm sure we'll catch up on the weekend. And, yeah, Lynn, that's the whole thing. I mean, when I look at them, probably 80% of them are financial reasons, 10% are loss of power site property, and then the other 10% are, you know, various, you know, failures, transmitter failures, things like that. So, but the lion's share is absolutely, due to financial constraints. So, sad, you know, it's sad. It's kind of funny. I've actually seen a handful of FMs now that are taking STA due to financial constraints. In fact, earlier in the week, I saw there was a cluster, I think it was out in Iowa, six FM taken silent. They couldn't make any money, and then a couple weeks ago, there was another small cluster, same thing, they were taken silent due to financial constraints. So I think radio, broadcast radio as a whole, I think is just in trouble.
Yeah, I still haven't heard who is carrying the bills in Rochester. I know GRQ is 97 and NDR out of Syracuse. That's what Timmy told me, but I haven't heard about anybody else.
That's very close to the vest. They haven't released that, although in their last press release on Buffalo affiliate, they indicated that the Rochester affiliates would be the next announcement from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. So, should be coming. I don't know. You know, we have our suspicions. I think it's going to land on iHeart's 95.1 if I had that money. For some reason, I just think it'll land there. I don't think they're going to put it on AM. I think that was the one thing, the Pagulas. I think they didn't want it, you know, any markets exclusively AM, although Syracuse is at the moment, so maybe I'm wrong there. But we'll see. We'll see. It ought to be interesting. I mean, they kind of got to get it figured out soon. Time is flying here.
The sad part is the FM don't carry far. I'll just tell the lady, the A lady, play the Buffalo Bills, or tell, of course, I don't go to the games anyway, because first off, they're too damned expensive. A, being sight impaired, if we had a radio, we'd be way behind. Same happens in the baseball, and no one really cares about fixing that, so let them waste their money. I'll watch it, I'll listen to it at home. So I'll hear it on XM.
Well, and I do think eventually you're going to see it move away from broadcast radio. You know, that is something, too, that actually was talked about last year when this whole thing shook loose with the affiliates and that, you know, they're taking distribution and programming and everything in-house. There is a talk about offering a subscription-based service to listen to the games. You would be able to listen to the games and also there'd be exclusive content before and after the games. There was talk of that. In fact, there was an early concern that they were going to try to do that exclusively, which, they haven't, now that they've got affiliates and things like that. But, you know, something that I could see happening sooner than later, Lynn. And, yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, for me, I'm only, maybe 4 miles from GRF site. So, I mean, for me, I'll listen, over the air. But, I mean, any other time, I throw it, I stream it, so, because it just works and it's clean. And, in fact, the last few years, I streamed it more than anything just because GR's pattern during the day is okay by me. At night, it's a little squirrely. But to be honest with you, between the noise and everything else, it's just, nicer to listen to it in a nice digital format.
Yeah, well, the Red Wings are behind. And Timmy has talked to people about that. Of course, they won't do anything. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine who I went to school with him, and he told me that a although the Bisons are behind the Erie Blaze, this is where he lives in Erie, who is the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, the game's on real time.
Well, I think you're getting into, you know, different, you know, you're getting into different areas, different stations, different owners, different gear, different, you know, procedures, things like that. I think you start to get a mixed bag of everything. So, you know, I'm not sure why iHeart has such a, because I think it's, what station are the Red Wings on? Let's start there.
Fox 1280.
I'm trying to think, it's 1280 iHeart or Odyssey?
iHeart.
Okay, well, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to get it market to market to market. There's going to be some differences there. I mean, I just don't understand why the delay is so long on that. I mean, that seems excessive. You know, I understand, you know, they've got, like, you know, they're taking live callers or, you know, something live, and they want time in case something happens to dump it. But, I mean, that delay is very excessive.
I remember way back in the 60s when Eddie Dunn had the Opinion program on WHEC. The guy was a ham, too. And they always used to say, well, there'll be an 8-second delay for the callers, so please turn your radio off.
I mean, that was for the longest time. That was sort of the standard. It was an 8-second delay. So that was kind of standard. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's between all the audio processing that they're doing, and then also, you know, I don't know where some of the insertion is for some of the other ads and stuff. I you know, they're doing a lot of. They're doing a lot of different things there. I mean, they have quite a few platforms that they're putting it on as well and things like that. So I don't know if it's just a combo of everything that they're doing or what.
I was checking out WFAN one night, and a friend of mine was on. Was he on TV or was he streaming? Well, I told him such and such is up to bat. And 2 minutes later, the guy told him, we'll say, for example, Derek Jeter's up to bat, strike one. And probably 2-3 minutes later, he hears, Jared Jeter's strike one. It was like 2-3 batters behind.
Well, some of those delays, depending on the sources, are quite, you know, they're quite excessive. I mean, SiriusXM on live sports has a hell of a delay. You know, it does vary. I've noted it varies, but it just depends on the source and where you're getting it from. So, let's see here. I'm running a couple minutes early here, so I just hold over a second. Let me look and see how many stations have signed off today. I'm sorry, signed off this week.
No, good station to WN.
Afternoon, Hector. Go ahead.
Just saying good afternoon. You know, lurking here, trying to get some stuff done. But heard the two of you talking, I heard Ian earlier, so I'll go back to my lurking. Just saying good afternoon.
Good, yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. I trust you and Sebastian are doing well.
So we're doing okay. It's been a little bit of a good summer and start of it. Yeah, I don't need to do some stuff here. Hey, what's the garage sale in the neighborhood?
I don't know. I thought it was the beginning of July. And probably the next week, I'm going to call up KD2CZU. I don't know if you meant Brad. He's my new antenna guy. Get him over here to fix one antenna. I mean, it's still working, but poor George never had a chance to get it up higher because then he got next. I guess Dan, KD2POP, I think that's his call, is going to help him. So once I kind of know or see if we can, you said you had some antenna issues.
Yeah, I do. I do not have a problem. I have one element down on my three-element Yagi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those garage sales, it's usually junk. I go around just to see if anyone has here's a laptop for $15, you know. If it's an Apple something or something that's fairly new, you know, they don't know what they got, you know, that kind of stuff I look at. But usually it's all clothes and crap.
I didn't pay the $5, because I want to put out a couple of doors that I have in the basement, a generator. We just put in a Generac. I want to get rid of the other generator and a transfer switch, and I want to put that out there. You know, anybody that can give me any money for it will be good enough.
Yeah, cell phone's ringing. It's just a telemarketer. You got a new a power system. What was wrong with the old one? Or you just wanted one for the whole house?
Oh, no, the portable one is working for a while, but we just wanted something that runs automatically. So we got a Generac, an 18K generator, a whole house generator. So we have any issues that you're going to kick in. We want to make sure that, you know, because of our son, we need to make sure there's power and all that. So we made the investment.
Okay, well.
Power goes out, and they don't know what to do, and eventually call them back. You know, it's amazing how quickly they get the power off. Though, was it last week? Somebody, a big tractor trailer, took out a whole bunch of power poles on Manitou Road.
Someone told me that this week, but I didn't lose power. There was a flicker one day. With flicker power went out and then came back up. I don't know if it was, you know, the moment of the accident and some lines or something, you know, switch or what happened, but by the time that happened, we had the generator already installed. So even with a long power, the generator would have kicked in.
KC2KOL.
Two times. The house line was crackling, and the guy came over. He fiddled around for 2 hours. He says, oh, it's on the inside. I says, how come the other line is fine? He was actually putting the blame on my PBX equipment. I said, no, it's inside. How's it going to get wrecked? And all wiring does fail. So he did something, and not getting any calls on that line. So I call him up again, and they said a veteran out. He says, it may be on the inside. Wait a minute. He says, I see your parents out here. I think it was a short. He says, did you have DSO Frontier at one point? I said, yeah, it was so bad I had to go to second. I did have Green Lake briefly, but the Zumba box got it. He says, there's a red tab down here. I'll take this tab off. Service comes right back. I don't think the guy was here, but I was working, and he called me. I don't think the guy was here but 20 minutes.
Why did you get rid of Green Lake? When they came to the neighborhood, I had it installed, and I didn't look back. Then this thing, it's awesome. So I wonder, why did you go back to the
bad spot? Could you move a little bit?
Why did you go back to the
you have a valid question. And this is how they get you. Okay, Frontier Cellular was so bad, and Green Light was coming around, and I'm going to fix it. Well, I wasn't sure when they would be doing it, so I went to spec them. Now, here's how they get you. They came out, and it is a good idea, in a way. The Zumo box. So, in other words, if ESPN wants more money, and your regular streaming doesn't have it because they won't pay, they decided to come out with these boxes, and you get the free app. So if a ESPN goes sour, you still get it. The app is on your box. You pick the app, of course it's installed, and then you put in your password. It's supposed to save it. It doesn't always do that. And you're all set. So that's how Spectrum got around with it. Unfortunately, if you have Green Light, you can't use the Zumo box. You have to have Spectrum.
Oh, so you needed to have their online service in order to do the other stuff that you needed to do with Spectrum.
That's how they get you. Now, one could have, but you see, then if you had smart TVs, and then if the that happened, you would have to have all these apps. You would have to go on your smart TV and blah blah blah. Which I suppose that would have been okay too, but they remember passwords. Now that probably wasn't applicable to the one Apple TV box, but that's how they get you. Now, in my case, for myself, my TV has a cable box, and it's an old Zenith color set made in the 80s, which still works, by the way. But if something happens, I just go into the Spectrum app and hear the channel on my Bluetooth speaker.
I see. Okay. It's, I don't have cable TV for anything, though. I'm over the year, so when Green Light came over, so like, that's it. Green Light, and I haven't looked at the services.
Because one of these days I'll have to get together with you and get that drive with that customer stuff on so I can fiddle around with it and see how many of those things I can reenact maybe in the new system. And I'll check the music too, because somewhere along the line. The old XP, some songs are missing, even from the Mac, and I don't know why, because they were all imported at one point. And then there's one spring concert that I had. I'm hoping it might be on that drive. I had the disc, I had two copies, and a friend of mine lost them. So I get that back, I'll burn another disc and put that aside. So don't rush, you know, sometime when we get together.
Maybe I recorded some stuff out into a drive. Maybe if I can get a little bit dry, and in the worst case, I can just drop it off in your mailbox, and then you can take it or whatever.
Tell me you're able to get all the customers, the table, and the names and phone numbers. Are you able to pull that? You did some hacking. You able to get that out? Yeah, once I get that back, probably most of them are inactive anymore, but that you don't know. You send 100 of them a text message. Oh, thank you. We haven't heard from you in 15 years. Maybe a few will wake up.
True. Let me look for it. I had a couple backups of it to make sure, and then I can drop it off, and so you can do what you need to. Hey, got somebody sending me a message here. I'm going to go back to the lurking, so we'll catch you later, and so I said I'd take you to
WN. Hey, Hector, pleasure to chat with you as always. KC2FWN, N2IZX, KC2KO. Dave, you back? Station there, N2IZX.
KV3YRH, mobile and listening.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
KV3YRH, if you're still there, N2IZX.
N2IZX, this is KV3YRH. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Name here is Lynn. We're in Rochester, New York. Where are you? And your name, please.
Hey, Lynn. This is Mike. I'm in the Rochester area right now. I'm cruising around Penfield, just running some errands, got an oil change, and dropped off some used our old electronics in Harrington. They had a electronic drop-off day, so to get back from that and driving around in the night weather. Mike it is, by the way.
Did you drop off?
I had some old hard drives that I had been sitting around the house, and I'm like rolling those things out, obviously, the sensitive data on there. I went and drilled a bunch of holes in them, but still, I know there's lead and some other things potentially in there, so got to do the responsible thing and drop those off with them. Rechargeable batteries, some printer ink, and had to set up an appointment in Harrington, but then they just drive through there and they just take it out of it. They don't have it or anything. It's pretty convenient, and I had those things kicking around for years, I believe, so I had to get rid of those eventually.
Yeah, I dropped some stuff off at Sun King TV. Actually still work black and white with a knob. You change the channel. Of course, all digital. I got a couple old Bell phones. I hate to get rid of them. Somebody wanted them. They still did work. Oh, there was a printer I got rid of, and I forget what else.
It seems like the Harrington location made just about anything. They had a long list of items, and rechargeable batteries and printer ink cartridges were not on there, but they said, oh yeah, we'll definitely take that out. It's pretty convenient to have that kind of close by to me. I mean, we're supposed to do the right thing and recycle this stuff, but then it's harder than the heck to try to do this. I thought I had set up an appointment, I went to the website, and it's only certain hours you can go in there. Turns out it was easier than that, but I wish we had a place, I think, like Home Depot used to take printer ink cartridges and rechargeable batteries, but they and some other businesses stopped doing that. I think they were probably more interested in making the profit than they were about helping us recycle this. Anyway, I got it done. I got it done for the day, so I'm happy to get that off my plate.
Good. Yeah. I don't know how many times you can recharge those rechargeable batteries.
I had these for a while, and I got a couple handheld CB radios. My son, he's 10 years old, and he sees me doing all the ham radio stuff. And we have these little Walmart walkies that are only, I don't know, half a watt or something. But I found some CB handheld radios that go up to, I think it was 4 or 5 watt, and we go on our camping trip and start playing with the radio. Though. But anyway, they take rechargeable batteries, and I had an old one kicking around, and I tried to put the old ones in with the new ones, and then one of the radios wasn't working, and I pulled them out and checked them with a multimeter and found out that the old rechargeable were no longer rechargeable. So I threw some new ones in there and figured I'd return the other ones. I know you can toss out a normal battery, but a rechargeable one, I know you gotta recycle those KVC wiring.
Okay. Oh, yes, walkie-talkie. What? I know things run on. We had in the 60s, was it 9-volt batteries? I think they wasn't. Yeah, well, is your son going to get a ticket?
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said there? I didn't copy.
Is your son going to get a ticket?
Ticket? For what would that be?
Ham radio.
Perfect, I'll take it. I was enlightened, but, yeah, he's interested. He's only 10. He sees me doing it and have fun and sees me talking all the time. And I got a home station set up, and this is my mobile, and I got a little FT3A2 handheld that I take everywhere. And he's very interested in it. He's a smart kid. I suspect he'll be going down that path.
Yeah, I almost did it. My uncle had it like
devices. I mean, you can't look up old call signs. Type in their name and see what their call sign is. No handset. Played around with gold, cold stuff that was on, and we used heaters and back and forth. Gave it up, then fellow amateur is no longer with us, KWK. He tried to get me into it, started up. Used to maintain his piano over the years. Then the final blow was when my buddy went up to 111 West Hall and got his novice, and he told me, he said, you know, they're teaching classes at Rara. That was the end of it. So here we are.
Yeah, I just took my general class. I didn't study quite a bit for that, but that was through Rara out in RIE. So they put the test on for free, I guess, the group. I don't know. I think there was a few, but they covered that, so that was pretty nice how them do that.
This was when they were teaching it up at 111 West Hall, the social services building. We were up on the, was it 9th floor? I taught code for a while, 5 words. A buddy of mine taught 13. I was teaching 1 year, and my buddy comes up, and he's a silent dean. He says, you know, this one lady's cheating. And he called her on the carpet right there. Thought I wouldn't know. And you're cheating. You're looking at the cheat sheet where the letters are. She never came back the next week.
Oh, yeah. She was probably embarrassed, as she should be if she was cheating. And the thing he caught her, I guess she got to call that out, because that's not cool. And people that do the right thing and study and try to do the best that they can, don't want to let others skate by without doing the work, right?
The last class I taught, and we didn't do a lot of practicing because all those guys were in the Navy, and I give them a setup. We go right through it. They knew their set, and they all passed. I don't know whatever became any of them, but we kind of BS. You know, I came up with different things for them to do, and we go through the whole curriculum in 15 minutes, you know?
Oh, nice. Sounds like you're a good teacher, then.
Some good students, too, Mike. Timmy taught it, too.
Didn't know that. I know Tim is pretty well-versed in all things ham radio. He's been doing it for quite a bit, it sounds like. Might have been as well.
No, Timmy got it in 63. I got it in 88. No, I didn't know Timmy until I got into the hobby, although he went to my school, but he was a little ahead of me. Boy, there was a couple guys on CW on Chan American then at 7153. I don't know how fast they were going, but I wonder if Timmy could have kept up with them. I bet you he could have. I swear they must have been going 50 words a minute.
Yeah, my goodness, that sounds fast. I don't really have a good frame of reference, as I haven't tried that yet. I would love to get into that. They got so much stuff going on with my son and board and all kinds of other stuff. But I love the hobby, and that's like a cooler thing to be able to do that. I heard some guys on here talking about a young girl who was doing 55 words per minute, something like that, and that was pretty impressive. And I was like, see how 50 is quite high. I can't even imagine. I know you got the special gears. I forget what they're called. Either side, still, that's pretty impressive, and hopefully one day I can pick that up in spare time and learn it.
This is the NY1US.
They had the Clear Proficiency Awards, and I tried it, and he said, you would have made it at 13 easy, but there was so much noise going on at the ham fest.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess a lot of people are out there doing that. That's all CW, I guess,
all CW.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I gotta get out of a ham fest. I had my technician light in, I don't know, 15 years ago, and I, you know, played with my handheld and the HID. And then I got out of it for a while, thinking, you know, my son's 10 years old, so I'm busy with that. And then I recently got back into it. I kind of clicked, and I was like, yeah, ham radio, I gotta get into that. So picked up the general manual and studied, and now I'm doing main desktop, main contact, trying to do a lot of digital stuff. I know that's a newer thing, and some people aren't into it, but I'm a night owl, so a lot of the guys on here are not around after, like, 8 p.m., so doing some digital stuff allows me to get on and tinker after everyone's on the bed, so that's pretty cool. I've been enjoying that.
And try to get your original call back?
Actually, I never lost it because I think it was after 10 years it expired, and then I think it was a 2-year window. Maybe it was 2 or 4, I can't remember, but I registered within that window and was able to keep KD3 wire agents, as we know, is, I think, Delaware and Pennsylvania. I was in Pennsylvania when I got my technician license, moved back to New York, which is where I'm from, about 10 years ago now. But yeah, that is the original call sign, kept it 3, and I'm happy with that. It's the one I've summarized, so I kind of like it.
Yeah, you get a call sign. I have KB2GWX, and I couldn't wait to get rid of it. So then I got ISA and 2 ISA X, and keeping it. But see, I'm doing 2029. So I got 3 years. I'll renew it, and so I will be 73. And I don't know what I'll do after that. Depends if I'm
living.
Yeah, well, for the best there. We want to all live long, happy, healthy lives. So hopefully you do, I do, everyone we know does. N2IZXABBYRH. Thanks so much for picking up in the chit chat here. I got my errand done. I know my son's going to roll up on his school bus here soon. He's probably going to laugh when he sees me in the car talking on the radio. I'm just sitting in my driveway. But looking forward to him coming home. Having a nice good weekend here. I hope you do the same. It was, like I said, a pleasure chatting with you. And like I say, 73, and enjoy your weekend. ABBYRH.
Hey, Mike. Nice meeting you. Enjoy your weekend with your son, and we'll catch you later. KB3YRH and to Isaac.
I'm sorry, remind me your name again?
Lima Yankee, November, November.
Lynn, okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Lynn. N2IZX, ABTYRH, I'll be clear.
73, E2HW, listening.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO, listening on 85.
WB2KAO, KD2QZG.
KD2QZG, WB2KAO.
Good afternoon, Seth.
Good afternoon, Patty, if she's with you.
Where is the expedition this afternoon?
Well, we started in Henrietta, then we had some lunch, and in Honeyard Falls, and then we went to Rockford, and now went through the Texas Trail here, and starting to head home.
Oh, very good. Where are you located at present time?
Yeah, we're on what's called Lake Road, and we're coming up to what's Route 19, the end of it, the south end of Route 19.
So you're out in the Leroy area?
Yeah, we're in that area.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Yeah, we covered out there. It's fairly low in elevation out there sometimes, but we do cover out there, and I'm hearing you just fine. We went down to Mel's, and I had some lemon pepper haddock, and Cheryl had a fish fry, and that was good. So that worked out well. I'll be right back with you here in just a couple minutes.
KD2QZG, WD2KAO. So
where did you guys have lunch?
KD2QZG. We had lunch at EK's on the ball, right on the eye balls, right in the center of town.
That sounds really good. Sounds like you've been there before. I had some friends that moved from North Shiloh, some old college friends, and moved to Honeyoye Falls out in the country. And they really enjoy it out there. They really do. No, not much going on. We've got the 12-year-old grandson for a few days. His mother and Steve flew out of Buffalo to Fort Lauderdale, and they're going on a cruise. So we're on duty here for a few days.
Oh, that's nice. So do you have him interested in radio at all?
No, not yet. Not yet. We'll see. Sometimes he's interested in the people that I'm talking with and whatever. So yeah, we'll see if that can come to fruition. We need young minds and bodies and ingenuity and creativity in this hobby for sure.
Yep, absolutely. So what have you and Cheryl been doing?
Oh, not too much. Just her sister was here. She was supposed to get out of here Tuesday evening, but the flight was delayed or canceled, and she would have missed her connection to Seattle anyway. So Cheryl went down, brought her back, and she was able to get out Wednesday morning. But we've enjoyed her company, of course, and Thursday is laundry day around here. I designated that quite some time ago because it frees up the weekend, and so. Doing good. Been enjoying listening to the Red Wing games. They're doing real well this year. They're in first place in the league, or well, I guess they're in second place, but it's real tight at top. So anyway, been enjoying that. So I'm going to run the slower speed CW hour at the top of the hour, so I guess I'll get set up for that. Good to hear you, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you very much, and You and Daddy enjoy your afternoon and evening. How's that new central air working out? I'm sure you're enjoying that as muggy as it's been.
Oh, we're enjoying it a lot.